The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
Just as her much-hyped HBO special came to an end on Saturday night, Beyoncé released her latest musical offering, a new visual album called Lemonade. The 12-track album tells the painful story of the baddest woman in the game who gets cheated on, taking the listener on an emotional journey from the first signs of infidelity in the relationship to ultimately forgiveness. But the big deal on this was you had a video that came out of one of the singles off the album, and it showed her walking down the street, almost falling out of her outfit, by the way. I thought that was more controversial than what she was actually doing in the video, to be honest with you. But she was walking down the street, and she had a baseball bat, and just started, like, they called it urban terrorism. And so, like, the big headline on Drudge was, like, screen grabs from the video of her breaking windows of, and looting stores.
This is Radio Talk Show host John Justice from our affiliate KQTH in Houston, in Tucson, commenting on Beyoncé and the controversy over her latest album and HBO special. Beyoncé's Lemonade is number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Review. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air, and we're focusing on the last week of Friday. That's two. I'm allowed three mistakes, and that's it. The last week of April, Friday, the 29th of April, last day of the week. So we'll review the top 10 talk topics from this past week based on the work the folks are doing at Talkers Magazine. You can find that at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is. I give you that information every week because I think it's a good place to go to find out what's going on in this news talk radio industry. Talk radio programs and hosts and stations have been overviewed all across the country to come up with our list from number 10 to number 1. And so we'll count down from 10 to 1. There's number 10. So next,
number 9.
Number 9 this week is a sports story, but a human, I suppose, tragedy. Some people think that Tom Brady's suspension is a tragedy. Here's talk host Drew Steele with former NFL superstar Joe Theismann about the ruling this week, reinstating the suspension that Tom Brady got.
It's almost hard to believe this is coming back again.
Yeah, it is. It's a bit crazy. This thing has dragged itself out. It's something that never should have gotten to the point that it did. When you really have to take into consideration what the ruling was of the appellate court, and that was is that Roger Goodell has the authority to be able to do something. I think what he ought to do is reduce it to 2 games, let this thing go away, let Tom Brady serve his time, and then go on. I don't agree with the decision of the judges. I agree with the decision of one of the judges. But he felt like Roger overstepped his bounds. And this is really about Roger's authority more than what actually took place. Because, you know, when you get to the term, for example, more probably than not, that starts to bring into an awful lot of questions as to accusations that people make in every aspect of life. So I never felt Tom did anything. I still don't believe it. Call me Pollyanna or whatever you want, but I just think there wasn't enough evidence there to say that he did anything. If you understand the barometric pressure, you understand altitude, you understand temperature, you know that footballs have a variance to them. There are guys in the National Football League that like them a little harder. They like them a little softer. So there's all these different elements that go into it. But it's time for this thing to be over with.
Yeah.
It's time for this thing to end.
Yeah.
Like I said, Roger should come out right now, right after the draft, and say, I've reduced the suspension to 2 games. Let's move on and let's do what we need to do. The good thing for New England is they open on the road, okay? They open on the road with Arizona, but then they get their next 3 games at home: Miami, Houston, and Buffalo.
Right. Yeah.
When you look at their schedule, it helps.
Yeah, and I guess when you look at this, you know, the couple of things that come to mind quickly, I think it definitely is a referendum on the commissioner and his power, right? I mean, that's ultimately what people are looking at right now. And so, And there are other things that are at play here, right? Aren't there draft picks that were given up? There's money.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot.
$1 million.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of other things that are at play here as well. What about his psyche? Does this bother Tom Brady? Does he even care at this point? You think he's just moved on? I mean,
oh no, Tom cares. I've known Tom for years. You know, you're taking away the thing that he loves to do the most. That's play football.
Yeah.
I mean, he loves to play football. You know, I talked to him at the Super Bowl, and he's talking about, you know, another 5-6 years, which would take him to probably 43, 44 years old. And the way he throws the football, he could do that. You know, staying healthy was a big thing. That's what really – Father Time and health caught up to Peyton Manning. It hasn't in that way to Tom Brady. I mean, they're two different physical animals. And so, you know, you go forward, and you know, Tom's bothered by this. I'm sure he is. And because, like I said, you've got to prepare now – if you're the New England Patriots, through training camp, you've got to prepare Jimmy Garoppolo to be your starter for a period of time. And it isn't something that's just going to change now through a process. This is what the appellate court ruled. They gave Roger the authority to be able to do this. You know, you don't take this to the Supreme Court. That's a waste of time.
Number 8.
Whole thing is a waste of time. All right, number 8 this week on the countdown. What happened to former Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert? Here's radio talk show personality Wendy Snyder talking to reporter Ryan Burrow, who was in the courtroom when the sentence was handed down.
Ryan, where are you right now?
I'm at the federal courthouse, and it was pretty incredible, kind of how it shaped out. We heard testimony from a couple victims. One, the sister of a teenage boy who was molested by Dennis Hastert. He has since died of AIDS back in the 90s, and his sister opened up her testimony by reading a letter from her brother kind of in his last years when she says he was very lonely and suffering from health issues. It was a very deep and impassioned testimony, and she actually called Dennis Hastert out saying, "Don't be a coward, Mr. Hastert, that what you did wasn't misconduct. It was sexual abuse of a child," because to this point, Dennis Hastert had only admitted to misconduct, never officially saying that it was sexual in nature or sexual abuse. She also said that you were supposed to keep him safe, not violate him. She referenced the fact that you know, he struggled as a child, sitting in and with other cases of abuse, and essentially that Dennis Hastert took advantage of that. The judge really tried to pin Hastert down. You know, Hastert continued to talk about misconduct and he was ashamed, but never really came out and said, you know, what we've all been hearing, that he was a serial child molester. And you know, the judge made no bones about calling him that and even pressed him, asking, "Do you agree with the testimony of these people?" He said he agreed he said on the first case he didn't remember, in the second case, yes, the third case, a different situation, and tried to go into some kind of explanation, which I don't think anyone understood, and in the fourth case, said he accepted, this is Jolene Burgess' testimony, saying that he accepted it, and the judge essentially said, "Did you molest him?" And then, you know, that's what Dennis Hastert said, yes. So, you know, he pinned him down and he got him to confess to child molestation.
However, that's not what this trial was for, correct?
No, and the judge admitted, I can't sentence you based on child molestation. But, you know, the whole reason for him being in court was lying to federal agents about these bank transactions. And where were these bank transactions going to? They were going illegally to someone to pay for this hush money. There's $3 million that was supposed to be paid out to a victim. It all kind of works together in one form or another, and it was definitely used to get that 15 months.
You're listening to the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Today and for the rest of this week, one of agriculture's most well-known advocates, Mike Rowe. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. From transporting family and friends to hauling more cargo, Kubota's RTV X1140 utility vehicle allows you to do more. Visit Kubota.com for details.
When it's time to get moving on your to-do list, Kubota's RTV X1140 utility vehicle is ready. With Kubota's smart engineering, the RTV X1140's unique K-vertible design allows you to change quickly from hauling cargo in the hydraulic dumping bed to carrying friends and family with a second row of seating. The RTV X1140 is power, versatility, and a smooth ride in one sleek package. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing going on now. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
As host of the Discovery Channel show Dirty Jobs for 8 seasons and now hosting a show on CNN called Somebody's Gotta Do It, Mike Rowe has made a career out of championing the blue-collar worker.
Wherever you're sitting right now, the odds are pretty good that anything you see will have been grown from the ground or pulled from the earth. Farmers are on the front line of agriculture. Miners are on the front line of mining. And those are the industries that inform just about every other job I know of. So many of the other jobs that exist completely depend on our ability to grow a thing, to harvest the cotton, to ship the food, from trucking to just go down the list.
More in tomorrow's show. In the meantime, visit my website for links to Mike's new podcasts, to his foundation dedicated to promoting skilled trades, and to my full interview with him. That's at NorthShoreProductions.com. Again, that's NorthShoreProductions.com. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. The best flooring deals end Tuesday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Number seven item this week, focus on Apple and where its earnings are. On the Good Day program earlier this week, I talked to Men's Health Technology Editor Greg Stebbin about whether this is the time to get as much Apple stock as you possibly can.
Just to put this into perspective, analysts, well, actually, a year ago, they sold 61.2 million iPhones. Mm-hmm. And in the last quarter, they only sold 51.2 million iPhones. So that was a decline of 10 million. 10 million's a pretty big number, and that's just the decline. They still sold 51.2 million iPhones. There's, I'm sure, lots of reasons for this being the case, but I don't think any of them add up to a panic of selling of Apple today. I'm sure there will be selling, but not a panic of selling.
What a ridiculous reality. how many times you look back? I did this myself, by the way, and so I'll tell you, when it came to Google, I bought Google at, I don't remember, it was like 300, went up to 346, and I sold it. And what is it now, 700 and something?
Something like that, yeah.
So,
oops.
Yeah, exactly. And the same could be said for Apple, any of these companies. IBM even is still around. And people used to say, oh, IBM is done. Nah. You have to have a little more common sense than that. All right, so then that's all there is to Apple, pretty much.
Well, there are sometimes, I mean, I'm clearly not a financial analyst, I'm a tech guy, but I mean, there have been times where significant companies have at some point essentially been done. And if you look back at the, you know, AOL owned the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yahoo owned the world. So there's no guarantee that Apple and Google and Facebook will be around forever.
Yeah.
But this is one quarter of results.
Today is not the day to be selling your Apple stock, folks. I think that's the bottom line here. Your Apple stock. Take a bite out of the apple and put it in the refrigerator. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen, here at 21 after the hour.
You know. know about RVs? You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six item here. Let's focus on the declassification of those so-called 28 pages from September 11th. Talk host Jack Harris, Ted Webb, talking to military analyst Colonel Jim Warshak about the president declassifying those 28 pages from the report.
I think the American people want to see what that's all about, and yet apparently it would be an embarrassment to the Sauds here if those 28 pages were made public. What's the story there?
That's the way it reads right now. Basically, what we're dealing with is the 28 pages that is so famously discussed and has been in the news in the last several weeks are a part of the roughly 685-page report report in itself is the investigation and the inquiry aspect of the 9/11 Commission. The 28 pages are the preliminary initial findings that read sort of like a preliminary police report without an investigation. And so that report, because of the raw information in it, be it intelligence information, uninvestigated names, certainly people from outside the United States whose names are in there before it was investigated to find out what actually they were involved in. That's what that report is. And so it's kind of like releasing the unofficial report of a murder case, if you kind of want to bring it down to what people understand before the actual investigation is done by the detectives, law enforcement, and whoever else is involved.
So this is a good thing that they're keeping it secret?
Well, it's kept secret because of the sources and methods, and I would have to say primarily the methods and how we got that information. Once you read that report, and I've read the 28 pages a number of years ago, once you read it, it will be clear how that information was garnered and how the U.S. intelligence community got that information. So that's really the reason it's kept classified. Of course, being that there are names in it who later in the investigation some were cleared, others are still questionable because there are still unanswered aspects of it. That's what could be embarrassing both to the Saudis and to us.
Isn't that, though, being very unfair to the families of those that perished in 9/11?
You can look at it that way, and certainly I'm just presenting it from the way it is. Those are decisions that were made in the Bush administration at the time in order to continue our effort in doing what we were doing in both the post 9/11 period in Afghanistan and the hunt for Al Qaeda, the hunt for bin Laden, and all those. There's, you know, you can get connections in there, but you know, certainly the families want to know the truth, and those of us who have served in uniform understand that completely. I was in the Pentagon when that building was attacked on 9/11, so I understand, and we want to know. But now you're getting into the national security decision-making on whether it should be released. I think parts of it will be released, perhaps not all of it.
Nonsense. It's national security, my butt. It's protecting a bunch of bad guys in a bad country where the relationship created by Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld with these guys, yeah, it goes back a lot further than that, but the current relationship was created over oil. If you haven't seen the movie with Tom Hanks in it about the Saudis, go to the movie theater this weekend and check it out. 28.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's 34 at the hour now, the Talk Radio Review, a countdown extra. As you know, I like to bring you some of the stories behind the scenes, if you will, because this program is all about the world of News Talk Radio, not just the top 10. So you'll be interested to hear a story about an interview that was being done on a program hosted by Mark Davis. He was talking to Dave Weagles from the Washington Post, and so Mark asked him a question and paused to listen to the answer, and what he heard was dead silence and then the sound of somebody snoring. Apparently the gentleman felt that it was it may have been early in the morning. I think the program Mark was doing was an early morning program on the Salem Network. So this fellow, tired, falls asleep. It's really, I've had that happen to me, as a matter of fact. I interviewed somebody, I think it was Patti LaBelle, a number of years ago, and in the middle of the interview, she fell asleep and then called later to apologize for it. Anyway, kind of cute. To go over where we are at this point in time in the most talked about topic section, we started as we recap with Beyonce at number 10, the reinstatement of Tom Brady, suspension number 9, Denny Hastert is 8, Apple earnings 7, the 28 pages of documents on September 11th is number 6. So let's keep going now.
Number 5.
Number 5 is the investigation into Prince's death. Here are our hosts Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes talking to medical analyst Dr. Terry Simpson about Prince's death and the increasing number of cases of prescription medication abuse.
Now we're getting more and more information that it appears the death was unnatural in some way, shape, or form. And the allegations, as well as some evidence that there was, I'm not going to use the term drug abuse, but that there was some form of prescription painkillers in his life.
Yeah, in this case, they found, or someone is saying they found Percocet in his residence.
Yeah.
People magazine came out and said that they had thought he had been prescribed Percocet. He was a fairly clean living guy, didn't drink much.
Wasn't a big drinker, didn't do recreational drugs. That's pretty well known.
But I think what it points out to is a major problem we have in our society. We lose more people every year to prescription drug overdose, opioid overdose, than we do car accidents.
Mm.
And it's something that we as physicians started. It's not something that was just out there because people have an addictive personality.
So we've lost more people to opioid overdoses
every year
than car accidents?
Yeah, every year.
And it's going up.
It increased
because...
by 14% in 2014, which is our last years that we kept statistics. I mean, we keep keeping statistics. We just have to keep going back over them.
So, okay, you had also said that not you personally, doctor, but physicians are to blame. Explain that.
Well, chronic pain is often treated and has been often treated by opioids, narcotics, Percocet, Oxycontin, Oxycodone. They are very ineffective at treating chronic pain. So what happens is people with chronic pain end up with two problems. They have chronic pain and they have narcotic addiction.
This is because these pain pills are short-term.
There are short-term.
So you have chronic pain, you take a pill.
They're both short-term and long-acting, but chronic pain is a different type of pain than acute pain. If I do surgery on you and I give you a narcotic, it works pretty well.
You have acute, but you're going to have pain for a couple days.
And then you get off of it, and then we move you on to Advil, Tylenol, or something else. But what's happened is we have a huge amount of narcotics that are being prescribed in this country. It's an epidemic. It's being prescribed for things that are not really indicated. And now the medical community is trying to get a handle on it. That is also, secondarily, responsible for the rise in heroin. Because what happens is that people can't get their narcotics.
Their doctor cuts them off.
It's pretty easy and cheaper to get narcotics on the streets.
Number four issue and item this week on our countdown, continuing hoopla over what's going on with North Korea, another missile test. Here's host Jimmy Barrett talking to Dave Gray, member of the Department of Homeland Security's Advisory Board, about North Korea's latest missile test.
If you're the leader of North Korea, you don't have anything better in life to do than to try to flex your muscles. Is this just another muscle flex?
This may be another muscle flex, but it's one with real implications. Finding a submarine that can launch ballistic missiles is no easy thing. It also means if I can do that, I can perhaps bring a submarine real close to U.S. shores and then launch a missile, which means our current missile defenses would be ineffective completely. I mean, the idea of one of the poorest, most benighted countries in the world able to launch satellites into orbit, do nuclear weapons, and now a submarine-launched ballistic missile, the kind of thing that only a few countries could do just a short while ago, it's real serious business.
Sure, but it seems like it's more about playing into the paranoia that the United States is out to get you, therefore you're going to try to provide the deterrent. Or do you think that North Korea poses a real serious threat to South Korea and to the United States for whatever reason?
You know, there's always the belief that they're too clever by half to actually ever do anything that would bring it to war. On the other hand, these are people who have sunk a South Korean patrol boat. They have shelled South Korea. All it takes is for something to go wrong, an errant missile. You can sort of talk about all kinds of things. For this longstanding Cold War to turn hot in a blink of an eye, and then we're talking nuclear eyeball to eyeball.
Number three item here, the gender identification bathroom issue with Target being in the focus. Target is the target, if you will. Here's radio professional Will Stevenson talking to David Root, school superintendent in Williamsville, Illinois, about a case in his district and how the schools there are handling the situation with a transgender student.
The district, along with some others, is now having to accommodate a transgender student, a female that identifies as a male in this case. Specifically, the student in question had been allowed to use a unisex bathroom at the school, but now, thanks to a complaint that was filed and an agreement with the American Civil Liberties Union, that student is now able to use the men's restrooms. And I talked with Superintendent Root about how this all came about.
Obviously, transgender students are members of our society that have to deal with public restrooms, whether it's in schools or throughout anywhere they go, and have to cope with treatment and be able to get in and out of bathrooms. And they have access in public restrooms. And then, of course, the school is another access point that the school kind of gets put in the middle of where students should use the restroom. And course, we had accommodations established for students that would be transgender, which would be a unisex bathroom. Unfortunately, you know, you deal with a situation where there is a discrimination point where students would be, quote unquote, singled out by using a unisex bathroom. And so, of course, under the guidance of the ACLU and recommendations of what we need to do to operate to treat students fairly, we had to work out situations to set up a student support program for students that are transgender and try to give our students the opportunity to have their concerns or their idea of help realized with the school district. And, of course, we're a school district that educates students, and so our job is to try to make a safe environment for our students and work through that through the Civil Liberties Union. So that's the situation of how it came about.
This is a Countdown Extra, some of your comments on the issues of the week. This next 60 seconds about Prince, things that have been said, facebook.com/goodday, twitter@goodday, instagram.com/goodday show. Rudy says, I'm praying that this is not the truth about Prince's death. Richard sends us the following comment. He was suffering from flu symptoms. They're so desperate to discredit him, so why would the man not have some sort of medicine? He also suffered from painful joints. Let him rest in peace. Alan writes, every day is something else about Prince this past week. First he was a drug addict, and then he had AIDS. The media just won't let him rest in peace. Tina writes to us, once again, it appears that the legal drugs are the culprits. And Amanda writes, it's none of our business. Knowing is not going to bring him back. He was a musical genius, an icon, amazing human being. He's gone. Remember his music and his greatness and leave it be. Ted Cruz story, Cruz and Trump, etc., etc., all coming up here on the Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Agriculture has a cheerleader and a champion in television personality Mike Rowe. And today he's on the Successful Farming radio magazine, which is brought to you by Kubota. Where passion meets performance, Kubota can help you achieve more. Kubota, for Earth, for Life.
Get ready to make 2016 your best hay and forage season yet. With Kubota's full line of field-proven hay tools, including disc mower conditioners and BV series round balers, you can take the art of stockpiling hay to the next level. For equipment that will perform season after season, look no further than Kubota. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing going on now. For all your hay tool needs, we are Kubota. This is what we do.
The agriculture industry has benefited from the work of Mike Rowe. In his current role as host of Somebody's Gotta Do It on CNN and his previous work hosting Dirty Jobs on the Discovery Channel. And Rowe's profile has benefited from that work as well.
My thumb's on the scale a little bit because I grew up on a small farm and my sympathies are there. But in a relative universe, you don't have to put out a love letter in order to tell a fair and honest story. All you really have to do is show up, have an honest conversation with these folks, and by the end of the day, without fail, you'll get a real measure of who they are, what they do, and what's important to them.
Mike Rowe has many favorites when it comes to farms and farmers. He's featured on his shows, and we'll touch on that in tomorrow's show. Until then, here's a treat for you. Mike has a new podcast. I have a link to that, links to other websites he's involved with, and the audio from my entire interview with him at NorthShoreProductions.com. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from Plant Stem Cell Technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send the email that say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
Number two
item this week on our Talk Radio Countdown show, the situation in the Middle East, Syria, all the killing, the explosions, the damage done with the militarists. Here's Talk's Jane Foy and Rick Daniels with her, talking to analyst Mike Lyons about the president sending more troops into Syria.
I thought that we were assisting fighting ISIS in Iraq. But now we are sending troops into Syria to fight ISIS. They, as they say, they're clawing their way back.
Yeah, I think this actually is about Iraq in some ways. I think so. These troops are going to go and vet out Kurd forces that are there to the north and the eastern part of that country, well away from where the civil war is, and in many cases away from where ISIS is currently has its center of gravity in Raqqa. And what they'll do is they'll do two things. So first of all, they'll provide troops that will eventually come back to fight the ISIS inside Syria, but then also provide this way to make sure that as ISIS is escaping out of Iraq, which I think was the main focus right now in the northern part in Mosul, that they'll have a force there that will be able to destroy them, so they won't be able to have this, let's say, easy surrender and go back into Iraq and relive to fight another day. So it's not a lot of troops. I don't think it's going to have a great impact, but I think it is as much about Iraq as about Syria.
Okay.
If this ain't boots on the ground, I don't know what is.
No, it's no question. It's the troops that are going to be in harm's way. They're going to one of the most austere places on the planet, so they're going to have to bring everything with them. The logistical mission alone to support them is incredible. It's called the tooth-to-tail ratio. They're going to have to really make sure that they're well-defended. And a lot of things have got to go right. And a lot of things could go wrong, again, if ISIS gets hold of their positions or if they become overrun, it would be a disaster.
So they are in and around Mosul, is that where these troops are going to be?
No, they'll still remain, let's say, on this Iraqi border between Iraq and Syria, I think close to a town called Tal Afar. Mosul's where the main fight is to come, whether it's 6 months, 9 months from now. It's a main town in the northern part. It's in the Kurdish part of Iraq that needs to be won back by the Iraqi government. And that would eradicate ISIS in some ways from Iraq, which I think is the mission here. The mission is to first defeat ISIS in Iraq and then contain them inside of Syria. That's the implied task. I don't think the administration is coming out and saying that, but that's really what the troops seem to be doing.
All right, so we've got a lot of focus here. If you haven't seen some of the pictures this week, the amazing pictures from Syria, you should check those out. Speaking of what's been going on this week, one of the most talked about TV moments was Kelly Ripa's return to the show in a Countdown Extra. Here she is talking about her experience.
So what transpired, though, over the course of a few days has been extraordinary in the sense that it started a much greater conversation about communication and consideration and, most importantly, respect in the workplace.
A Countdown Extra here. The comments that have come in to our Twitter and Facebook account, it's very interesting to see what people are writing. It's facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. On Denny Hastert, Selena writes, 15 months? Are you kidding me? Sue writes, there's no statute of limitations on being a rape victim. It's a life sentence. There should be no statute of limitations on rapists. Monica writes, some prominent legislators write letters to the judge for leniency. They ought not to be reelected. Jason writes, he'll be well received in prison. David says, and to think he just may have shared the bathroom with Dennis Hastert. Pretty scary stuff. I shouldn't laugh at that, but that is kind of amusing.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Okay, we have 53 past the hour. Time for us to conclude this week's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the best of News Talk Radio. Number one issue is the presidential race. No surprise there. Here's a radio host, Rob Carson, talking to host Jim Bohannon about Ted Cruz announcing that Carly Fiorina will be his running mate.
Ted Cruz announced Carly Fiorina as VP. Some people say it's a desperation move. I had predicted that he would have to announce a VP before the convention because it would be the move that he had to make. It wasn't a desperation move. It was the best move. The only thing that I think he could have done better is to say Chuck Norris is my VP.
Now that Ted Cruz has thrown his hat in the hoop, I'm sorry, that one is the ring, isn't it?
No, yeah.
Hard for me to remember.
Yes.
But he has this running mate now, and there you go. He had to do something, although I'm not sure that his various collaborations, the Cruz-Kasich collaboration, I'm not sure that the Cruz-Carly collaboration, they might help a little bit, but he's down by 6 points with 5 days to go in Indiana, and that doesn't look really good. I mean, it's doable, but... You know.
Well, I don't know. I'm slowly submitting to the possibility that Donald Trump could be our candidate, and I've likened it to the last stages of dying, and you're accepting it. you trip the lever and breathe your last breath, that kind of thing. Now, Carly said something in January about Ted Cruz that will inevitably be a campaign commercial. Let's go ahead and hear her real quick and get your thoughts on it, Jim.
Cruz is just like any other politician. He says one thing in Manhattan. He says another thing in Iowa. He says whatever he needs to say to get elected, and then he's going to do as he pleases.
Okay. What do you suppose? How damaging is that? Because politicians, they change sides. They say things. They make up. Is that a big deal?
Well, Well, that he might have a great versatility of conviction is not necessarily in this campaign year. Everybody has a ton of dirt that's been said about everybody else, so I think it'll be lost in the welter.
All right, here's radio host John Hines talking to Indiana correspondent Eric Bernman about the sudden importance of the primary in that state next week.
As recently as a couple of months ago, maybe even more recent than that, when Indiana was just sort of, you know, just another bump along the way. But now, a lot of focus. Can you feel the difference in the focus on Indiana? Because this could be the chance for Hillary to put out the knockout blow into Bernie Sanders. The same with Donald Trump for the rest of the field.
Yeah, it's astonishing. I mean, those of us who are watching this closely were saying back in February, it is still going to be a going concern by Indiana. We've had one meaningful primary in the last 30 years. The Republicans haven't had one in Indiana in 40 years. And all of a sudden, with this year, it was like, yeah, they're both going to come here. But you're exactly right. This is not merely an important and meaningful primary, but it could essentially be the knockout blow. I mean, Hillary Clinton, for all intents and purposes, is the nominee already, but she's looking to drive that nail into the coffin of Bernie Sanders here in Indiana, and so they're both putting in some time. But it really is now, after the Acela primary this week, it really is the do-or-die state for Donald Trump and the never-Trump side. Ted Cruz is throwing everything in here. He's been here just about every day since last Thursday. He's only left the state, I think, once or twice in that time. Donald Trump has said that he's going to be here for the next 3 days. He has an event in Evansville today. Then he's in California tonight, but he said he will be back for the three-day run-up to the primary. So, yeah, they're shoving all their chips into the middle of the table here.
Yeah, I would say it's somebody who decided to go all in. It looks like it. How many delegates are at stake here, and does it vary from the Democrat side to the Republican side?
It does vary. The Democrats have 83 delegates plus 9 superdelegates, which, of course, won't be determined by the primary. Those will do whatever they want to do. But 83 delegates at stake, those are given out proportionally. The Republicans have 57 delegates, but 30 of those go to the statewide winner. You know, it's not a winner-take-all state, but 30 delegates means that there's more delegates for winning Indiana than there were for winning any of the states that voted on Tuesday, more than Delaware and Rhode Island combined. So it's a big prize.
So Trump says if we win in Indiana, it's all over. You can check that story out at DougStefan.com, along with our poll for this weekend at DougStefan.com. The top 10 talk topics are listed there. Which one is the most important one to you? Our research shows presidential race is number one, but that may not be the case with you. What is number one with you? Situation in the Middle East, gender identification, bathroom issue, North Korea, Prince's death, the 9/11 documents, Apple, Denny Hastert, Tom Brady, or Beyonce. Tell us which one you think is the most important talk radio story of the week. We'd like to know. Let you know as the weekend comes to a close on Monday. This is The Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.